This is Senator Bob Dole. President Reagan has creamed the liberals again. The freedom fighters of Nicaragua are going to get some desperately needed aid from Uncle Sam. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you and your Blame America crowd are really hurting. Despite your three-year mudslinging offensive against the president, Republicans and the forces of freedom in Central America, the House just voted to send $100 million to the freedom fighters. They need that money to battle the Marxist dictatorship of Daniel Ortega. Now, maybe you don't think the Soviets and Cubans and North Koreans building air bases on our doorstep is much of a threat, but the rest of us sure do. The American people know the score. President Reagan conducts foreign policy, not Ted Kennedy and his liberals. It's a 4th of July season, Ted. Let freedom ring.
Bob, that cliffhanger vote in the House of Representatives proves only one thing. Congress is sharply divided over the administration scheme to give millions of dollars in U.S. military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua. The deep divisions in Congress reflect the divisions in the country. The last thing the American people want is wider war in Central America. They know where that road leads, Bob, to the use of American combat troops to bail out your flawed and failed policy. The Contras are hardly freedom fighters, Bob. They're common criminals, rejects from the old Somoza dictatorship, who have no support in Nicaragua, who have no interest in democracy for Nicaragua, and who are stealing the American assistance program blind. If the choice is between the Contras and the Sandinistas, Bob, the people in Nicaragua have made clear they're for the Sandinistas, and no amount of U.S. military aid will change that fact. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the controversial nomination of Daniel Mannion to be a federal judge. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.